Welcome to the A to Z of Sex with me, Dr. Lori Beth. I'm an intimacy coach and psychologist. I created this show to explore the erotic alphabet, to help you learn more about desire and expressing your desires, discover ways to spice up your relationship and create that sizzling relationship you've always wanted. I do this through solid science, real life stories, and interviews with an exciting variety of sexperts. Listen in weekly as I share key strategies to help you create your ideal sexual life. Make sure you join us to access even more sexual strategies on my blog, A to Z of Sex. Access our monthly newsletter with subscriber-only offers at www.atozofsex.com. That's A-T-O-Z-O-F-S-E-X. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the A to Z of Sex. I'm Dr. Lori Beth, and I am your host. We are working our way through the erotic alphabet one letter at a time. Just a reminder, this podcast deals with adult content. So if you don't have total privacy, you might want to put on some headphones. Today, the letter is J, and J is for Jingle Bells. This is the A to Z of Sex Holiday Gift and Survival Guide. We're going to start with survival. The pressure around the holidays in the Western world has increased dramatically over the past 50 years. It starts with the idea that people will come together in family groups and everyone will have a great time. Children are taught it's the most wonderful time of the year and often look forward to the holidays all year long. Now, I know in the US, a lot of the time, distant families don't necessarily come together at Christmas. They do that at Thanksgiving. And immediate families come together at Christmas. But in the UK, we don't have Thanksgiving. So this is the time that everyone is trying to get home. The reality is often far different from the picture of familial bliss that the media try and create each year. Many families cannot get together because of work commitments and distance or the money it costs to travel to where other family are, especially now when airlines charge different fares according to peak or off-peak times. And of course, the holidays are always off-peak times. Holidays have become extremely commercialized, and there is a large emphasis on present exchange. If you haven't very much money, this can lead to high levels of disappointment, or if you've got access to credit, high levels of debt. If there are fractures in your family through divorce, everything becomes more complicated and more stressful. If you're bereaved or simply single, this time of year is often extremely lonely. Even if you don't celebrate Christmas, if you don't celebrate Hanukkah, the fact is that this is a time of year where people expect to spend time with friends, family, and or loved ones. And so that can produce loneliness as well. This is also the time of year where alcohol and drug consumption increase, and impulsive sex increases as well. Even people who avoid one-night stands the rest of the year can give in to the pressure around the holiday time. Work parties, office Christmas parties are some of the biggest culprits for this, where alcohol flows free and that crush you've had all year is drinking with you. Stress often lowers the frequency of sex between partners at this time of year, even though the expectations around this time of year can be that there should be more sex. So here are my tips to make this time of year less stressful and to increase the amount of great sex you can have when you have a few days off for the holidays or if you just have an hour here or there. Number one, if you have a partner or partners, discuss your expectations for the holidays in advance. Assumptions create more problems than anything else at this time of year. Talk about expectations about how you'll spend the holidays. Where will you spend the holidays? Are you going to be at your relatives, at their relatives? Present giving. Who's in charge of the celebrations? Make sure that you work out good compromises in advance. If there are some traditions you absolutely can't live without, do make that clear. I often have women come in who say, and it is more often women, which is why I'm highlighting this, who are disappointed with the gifts that they have received from the men in their lives. Men, I'm sure you've heard this before, but I'm going to say it again for good measure. Giving your wife a Hoover for Christmas is not a good holiday gift. In fact, anything to do with cleaning is a bad holiday gift unless your partner has asked you for that. Sometimes the problem is that the person giving the gift doesn't really care about gift giving. If that's you, if you normally don't care if you get a gift at holidays or if you give a gift at holidays, it's important to consider how your partner feels and find out from them what would be appropriate, what kinds of things they might want. It doesn't mean you should buy everything on their list, but just be aware of the things that will make them smile, because that's the point. When you give a gift, you do really want the other person to smile. Schedule some intimate time on and around the holidays. This is suggestion number two. It can feel really overwhelming with all the commitments people make to family, friends, and work colleagues. So don't forget your partner or partners. Make sure to prioritize some time, even if it's only a couple of hours. And I go further here and suggest that you actually schedule some time just for you. Maybe an hour a day during the busiest days. If you can't do an hour, make it 30 minutes. Just time where you can unwind and then recharge. If you meditate, that's meditation time. If you want to listen to music for relaxation, do a guided visualization, take a walk with the dog, something that allows you a break from the chaos. Number three, plan to go to an event that encourages sensuality and experimentation. There are usually quite a few events around the holidays, from burlesque and strip performances to sex-positive parties, some swingers parties, BDSM and kink events. If none of these appeal to you, why not check out an erotic movie? You can download my ebook, 74 Movies, at https://drlorithleadpages.co/intimacy-coach-opt. And that link will be in the podcast notes. I'm going to say it one more time, https://drlorithleadpages.co/intimacy-coach-opt. Number four, be clear about boundaries with partners, family, work colleagues, and friends. If you find this difficult, it is a good time to practice setting boundaries. If you sign up for my mailing list, the next newsletter will have a boundary creation cheat sheet in it, so you might want to opt in. If you want to do that, head over to my webpage, https://the-intimacy-coach.com. Click on the button that says take the test. Or if the pop-up comes up, just sign into the pop-up and that will get you onto the list. And you will be able to grab that boundaries cheat sheet in the next newsletter. Number five is look for ways to lower your overall stress in the lead up to the holidays. If money's an area of stress, limit your present buying budgets. Agree a low budget with lovers, friends, and families. Think about gifting experiences. And time is always a great one. Promising someone a full evening or a full weekend of your time can be a great gift if you're somebody that's always busy and you've got somebody on your list that really just wants to spend some time with you, and it's very hard for you to find long stretches of time to spend with them. There are a number of holiday saving schemes. Of course, it would be too late for 2017, but you might consider it for 2018. If you're somebody who's concerned about buying presents for a large family in the UK, there's the Park Saving Scheme, which allows you to pay in during the year, and then you can buy vouchers to high street stores so that you've basically paid for everything before Christmas and you're not building up a debt buying the presents at Christmas. Also, people enjoy homemade gifts. So think about things that you could create and cook for friends, family, and lovers that would make good gifts. Number six, if you're single, sit down and list out your expectations. Make sure you do plan in time for relaxation. Look at the times that you might feel low and do consider who you can gain support from at those times. Number seven, limit your drug and alcohol consumption. I'm not trying to be a killjoy here. It's nice to have a drink at Christmas. Nice to have a couple of drinks at Christmas. That usually feels pretty good, but when you go beyond that, the consequences are usually more negative than positive. Alcohol is a system depressant. So at a certain point, you will begin to amplify the negative things in your life when you're drinking. So limit yourself. Just get a little bit of enjoyment and drink socially, and you're likely to have a better time. Number eight, if there are people you normally find difficult, consider either having a conversation with them prior to the holidays to make it more likely that there will be no problems, or if you know that this is unlikely to work, avoid having contact with this person or these people. Now, I know that sounds difficult, but it is the best way to manage this sort of situation at the holidays when stress is higher and conflict is likely to be more intense as well. Now, here are my suggestions for holiday gifts to increase your sexy. The first list is gifts up to 20 pounds. Now, all of these gifts are listed in the podcast notes with links to where you can purchase them. There are a couple of things that I am an affiliate with, and they are listed on the podcast notes, so you know where it is that I'm recommending something that I might gain something if you purchase. I only recommend things that I personally am willing to use or that I think are good and enjoyable things for people. Otherwise, I refuse to recommend them. I won't affiliate. So, gifts up to 20 pounds. Sula's silk thong for men, which is incredibly sexy. So if your man is willing to wear a thong, this is the one I've chosen. It's 18 pounds, and the link is in the podcast notes. It is https://www.sulis.co.uk/silk/silk-thong.html. A Girl Walks Into a Bar. This book is a book of erotica that's interactive to help you jumpstart some fantasy play. It's lighthearted and fun, and it's only £6.99. https://www.sh-womenstore.com/a-girl-walks-into-a-bar-by-helena-s-paige.html. And yes, the link will be in the podcast notes. The Pillow Play app. This app is designed to increase intimacy and is made up of short video episodes which introduce a short exercise or action. It is designed to deepen intimacy for busy couples. It's a fantastic app. And it is http://pillow-io/. The biggest expense is €7.99. There's also the Fetish-IOU game, which is at Women's Store. It's a game for couples. It's a bit spicy. It's £9. It's https://www.sh-womenstore.com/fetish-i-o-u-sex.html. There's Dalian dice, which are sex dice, and they're great fun and very reasonably priced at $19.95. http://www.dallianceadult.com. Then there's the Desire Games app. This app is free. It has in-app purchases. The game itself encourages activities offline to increase intimacy, so it's got an online portion and an offline portion. It's really hot and lots of fun, and the average in-app purchase is about $5. That one you can get on iTunes in either the US or the UK or the EU Apple Store. So that's desire.games. Sex Butter is an all-natural balm that can add some extra spark to sex. It's fantastic to plump up dehydrated tissues and provides additional lubrication. And the peppermint oil provides that extra spark and tingle. It can be used on the lips as well, and it's great for rehydration. You can get this one via the link on the podcast notes. But if you aren't really fond of peppermint oil, there's a sister product called Boudoir Butter, which is also lovely. And the link is in the podcast notes. Gifts up to $75. Bamboo silk bondage rope. If you want to try your hand at some rope bondage, this silk bamboo has a lovely texture and it's quite strong. It starts at $23 and the link is in the podcast notes. There's the Rani Slapper. If you fancy a spanking but you don't want to hurt your hands, this slapper may be just the ticket. It can give quite a sting, so make sure to take some time to warm your bottom up. It's from $23.60 and it's at liberator.com. The link, again, can be found in the notes. If the Sulis silk thong wasn't your thing, they have some silk boxer shorts, which are gorgeous. There's nothing more sexy than a man in silk underwear, and these are beautiful, sexy boxers for men at £32 per pair. Dame Products makes three vibrators. That is all. They are fantastic, but here I'm recommending the Finn vibrator. The size of this vibrator is so deceptive. It's small, but it's really powerful. It sits comfortably between the fingers, and it's ideal for extra clitoral stimulation. The two sides give two different sensations, and I think it's just divine. You can find that at dameproducts.com, and the link is in the podcast notes. I've picked out a set of on liberator.com of blindfold and cuffs, a deluxe set for light restraint and sensory play. If you're just starting to explore, or if you really don't like anything too kinky, this is the set for you. Up to £75, you can get entrance into a holiday swingers party. And so if you're in the UK, I've given a link to where you can find some events. And this is at swingingheaven.co.uk/clubs. You can also do dinner and a burlesque show for about that amount of money. If you want to do something really special, why not buy a drink and get a dance or two at 23 Paul Street? This upmarket gentleman's club is wonderful. The women are gorgeous, hot, bright, and friendly, and the environment is second to none. This is in London, in Shoreditch. I put the link to the club on the podcast notes. It's 23paulstreet.com. If you're a woman who enjoys women, go on a night when Mint Teas is the event, and this is for women only. Fantastic. If you're feeling romantic, why not create a love story, especially for your love? Love Book is a service that allows you to create something just for your partner. It can be done in hard or soft cover. And right now they're on sale and the cost is $50. And it's lovebookonline.com. And I've, of course, included the link in the notes. Gifts up to £150. if you fancy a bit of light bondage, there's some beautiful silk bondage sash, and it starts at $79, and it's at liberator.com. Shiri Zin Minx vibrator is absolutely gorgeous, and it has a removable marabou tail. It comes in three colors, and it has its own stand. Everything that Shiri Zin makes are works of art. She makes high-end toys that are extremely well-made and lovely. Now, this vibrator has some serious girth, which is fun for some and difficult for others. It's made of part of polycarbonate, which means it's completely body safe. You can use any lube you want with it, and it's 89 pounds. I have put a link in the podcast notes, and I put the link to it on shirizin.com. Lalo's new Choi Sona is incredible. It's a sonic clitoral stimulator. If you haven't tried this type of toy before, this one is pretty intense. Lalo's typical beautiful design is carried right into this product. Keep in mind, this is not a vibrator. It uses sonic waves. It's relatively quiet, so there's no need to worry about those people who can hear you through those paper-thin walls. It's 89 pounds, and you can get it on lelo.com. That's L-E-L-O. Sulis makes a beautiful men's silk kimono, which is incredibly luxurious and very sexy and reasonably priced. It's 96 pounds, and I've put a link again in the podcast notes. If you want a vibrator with a difference, I recommend trying the Crescendo vibrator, which can be bent and molded to you. Placing it between you and your love creates some incredible pleasure. It's a delicious toy, and right now there's a sale. So I've put a link in the podcast notes. This is the Crescendo vibrator by Mystery Vibe. And finally, some gifts at over 150 pounds. Liliana Casanova designs gorgeous custom size lingerie. If you really want to treat her to something beautiful, I can highly recommend their designs. They are made to measure. In the UK, you can order them through Honeybee Lingerie, but there are other ways to order them. If you put Liliana Casanova into Google, you'll get a list. That's L-I-L-I-A-N-A and C-A-S-A-N-O-V-A. An overnight stay at S&M Bed and Breakfast with the Dungeon is a great idea for a big ticket present. This dungeon is in Warwickshire. It is in the beautiful countryside. It has everything you could possibly want in terms of equipment and a beautiful, comfortable place to stay. I've placed the link in the podcast notes. It's ESSANDEM.com. Or if you don't want to travel too far from the city, you can get 2 hours dungeon hire at the London Dungeon Hire. Now, this space is absolutely fantastic. It appears far smaller than it is. There is the widest range of equipment I have ever seen in one space devoted to kink and BDSM, and you can experiment in total privacy. Again, the link is in the podcast notes, but it's London Dungeon Hire, all one word, .co.uk. If your giftee likes a bit of good whiskey, if you're in the UK, I can recommend the Dram Team, which for £26.99 per month will send 6 drams of whiskey to the person of your choice. Now, that's a monthly charge, so you can buy a 3-month, 6-month, or yearly subscription. If you're in the U.S., Tasters Club sends a full bottle at $69 a month. Why not consider a 6-month membership to Scarlet Ladies for the woman in your life? This amazing community meets at 23 Paul Street on Tuesdays. There are events every month on topics about sex and sexuality, as well as a coaching group and social meetups. Please mention my name if you purchase a gift membership or a membership for yourself as a result of this podcast. And The link is https://scarletladiestalk. That's scarletladiestalk.com. And again, that's in the podcast notes. Or consider a boudoir photo shoot with the fabulous Fabian Carlo, amazing photographers if you're in the UK. They're based in London. They put you completely at your ease, and the experience of boudoir photography is transformative for many. They're incredibly reasonably priced. If you like the photos of me on my website, these were taken by them, even though it wasn't a boudoir session. They did a great job. So it gives you an idea of how wonderful the pictures they can create, the images that they can create for you. Again, the link is on the podcast notes, but it is fabiancarlo.com, fabiancarlo.com. Fantastic gift to give your loved ones. Thanks for joining me this week for the A to Z of Sex. Please write to me with suggestions for the show or any questions that you want answered at drloribeth@azofsex.com. That's drloribeth at atozofsex.com. Follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Check out my YouTube channel. Thanks for joining me for the A to Z of Sex this week. Please write to me with suggestions for the show or questions you want answered at drloribeth@azofsex.com. That's drloribeth at atozofsex.com. Do follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook, and check out my YouTube channel. For a free 30-minute discovery session with me, go to https://A to Z of Sex.com and click on the button that says schedule now. Are you ready to find out what turns you on? Take the test by heading over to https://the-intimacy-coach.com and clicking on the button that says take the test. If you enjoyed the show this week, please leave me a review on iTunes and or Stitcher and join me next week when the letter will be K. Thank you so much for listening. Thanks for tuning in. You were just listening to the A to Z of Sex. If you enjoyed the show, please leave a review here on iTunes and make sure you head over to www.atozofsex.com. That's A-T-O-Z-O-F-S-E-X. To subscribe to my free newsletter to help you keep your sex life sizzling. Stay tuned for upcoming weekly episodes as we work our way through the sexual alphabet to discover the wide world of sex, sexuality, desire, and intimacy. Knowledge gives you the power to create relationships that bring you satisfaction and joy. Hope to see you next week.